Okay, today's shiur is daf Nun Dalet. We're on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, second to last line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, and Shaul Pinchas. So, second to last line. Yesterday we discussed whether or not the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir in the Mishnah had to do with Me'ila, more of the same. Omar Rav. Rav says, we explained Rav Meir that Rav Meir held that if you are over Me'ila b'shogeg, you are not chayef for Me'ila. Rav Yehuda held the exact opposite. The only time you can be over Me'ila is if you do it b'shogeg. You can't be over Me'ila b'mezin. Rav Meir held the exact opposite. So Amar Rav says, wait a second. Chazayinu al-Kalat z'dotim shel Rav Meir. We've searched every memra, every statement of Meir ever said. V'lo motzinu ha-kekdesh b'shogeg ein mischalel b'mezin mischalel. We have not found anywhere that Rav Meir holds that if it's b'shogeg, it's not an issue of Me'ila, but if it's b'mezin, it is an issue of Me'ila. We've searched everywhere. We have no statement of Rav Meir that he says that. That's how you're interpreting this Mishnah? That can't be. It can't be. What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds you're always chayiv Me'ila, even if it's Peshogi. Always. So it can't be. Then how do you explain our Mishnah? U'mishnah seinu, and our Mishnah is, listen to this, Biksones kahuna shalo balu. We're talking about a man who is trying to mekadesh a woman with the clothes of the kahuna, with big day kahuna, shalo balu, that have not worn out. Okay, what's going on? Hoel, since the nitnu lihanes behen, a kohen gadol, was allowed to have hana from the big day kahuna. You know why? Shalo nitnu Torah lemalachi hashareis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. In other words, you're only allowed to wear the big day kahuna when you're doing the avoda. As a matter of fact, one of the big day kahuna had shatnas. Right, the belt had shatnas. It's a huge discussion. What exactly the ramification is? We'll try to talk about it in a minute. So the big day kahuna were only allowed to be worn during the avoda. No different than anything else that has to do with the Beit HaMikdash. They could only be there with the Avoda. So the Big Day Kahuna only let it be worn by the Avoda. So what happened when the Avoda was over? It's impossible. It's humanly impossible. Unless you're a Malach, which we're not a Malachim. It's humanly impossible to get those clothes off before the second the Avoda is over. We're not Malachim. We're human beings. So the Torah says, that's not a problem. You can act like a human being. How long does it take? So go back to the room where you change and change like a mensch and get undressed and put your regular clothes on and go home. You have to take the buff. It's impossible. But you need some leeway to get from whatever it was shkia, whatever the day ended, where were you? Where was this kohen? Where was he standing? He could take off his clothes in a second. It's impossible. Therefore, Torah wasn't given to Malachim. Torah was given to human beings. Torah understood human beings are human beings and it takes some time to go and get undressed. Once they're balu, once they're worn out, the halacha will change. Because now they're not usable, now maybe they're hektish. What about the simcha space hashoeva? We'll get to that in a second. So once they're worn out, the halacha is going to change. But as long as they're not, that's why it says shalo balu. They didn't wear out yet, they're regular clothes. So there's no me'ila. Why is there no me'ila? Because you're allowed to have an hana with them. You're allowed to wear them. Not only are you allowed to wear them, you're allowed to wear them for the avoda. But once the avoda is over, you have a few moments when you can take them off. Therefore, Meir holds b'shogeg. There's no me'ila, but b'mezid there is. Right? That's what's going on here. Regular case of me'ila, a regular issue. Of course, Meir holds me'ila b'shogeg and b'mezid. We've found no statement in the entire shas that Meir says otherwise. What's this mishnah about? The clothing. Yeah, what was the question? Only the clothing of the kahuna. Since the clothing of the kahuna have a built-in heter, it's the only klei ha-bikdash that have a built-in heter. They have a built-in heter for you to have hana from them more so than the actual use. Why? Because the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. It's impossible. Now, can I go take these clothes and go be Mekadesh Yishu with them? Of course not. Of course not. But I'm not going to be over Me'ilah. Why? Because B'shogeg, I'm not going to be over Me'ilah. B'mezid, yes. There's no right to do that B'mezid. Right? B'mezid, no. And Rabbi Yehuda will hold the exact opposite. Okay? That's what's going on here.
So he drives home from the basement dish for that? Isn't that
maybe. Maybe.
That's the
right. Have. Right. Maybe. Right. Right. So then how could it be that Yareh HaMelech we're going to have on Daf Samach Vav that he conquered the city and he took out the tzitz and he wore the tzitz? And Rashi there says, oh, well, anyway, you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna because once you're wearing them, you're allowed to wear them. Right? And Torah wasn't given to Malach HaSharif. Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? Yeah, it takes time to get from the Mizbeach to the changing room. Fine, we give you that time. You're not going to be over Me'ilah for that. You're not a Malach. What's Rashi talking about? So some say that it was for a tzibur. Some say the Big Day, the Kuda Gadol is different. That's only called Hedyog. Kuda Gadol is different. Some say, because we're going to have in a minute about the walls of the walls of Yerushalayim, that if it's for a tzibur, there's no Me'ilah at all. So you have all these different terms. It's interesting. The Rambam says something also fascinating. The Rambam says, listen to this Rambam. Big, what? What? He was so. He wasn't even a king. So what? He's sitting at a party wearing a tzitz. Right? He wasn't at the basement. He was at a party. He's wearing a tzitz to show off how great he is. Right? Fine. So Rashi says no. Rashi, what was the heter? Rashi says because anyway you're allowed to wear a cool. What? Oh, so that's what one of the mafarshim says because Barabim, which we're gonna have in a minute, that if you use. If you use the base of Mikdash, extra funds for the tzibur, there's no Me'ilah. We'll have that in a minute. So, same idea. Okay. Listen to this Rambam. Big Day Kahuna, this is in Klei HaMikdash, Perakhet Halacha Yud Aleph. Big Day Kahuna, Mutter Lehanas Behen. Big Day Kahuna, you're allowed to have Hanah. Lefikach, therefore, Lovish Osam Biyom Avodasa Afilu Shlo B'Shas Avoda. You hear this? You can wear them the whole day, even when it. Chutz Mina Avnate, because it has Shatnas. Is that what we said? Is that what the Gemara seems to say? You can stop wear them whenever you want. That's not what the Gemara says at all. You can only wear them until you can take them off. That's all you can do, right? You have a few minutes, but you're not a malach. The Gemara said you're not a malach. You can go around. You can go to a party with them. But you go to Mincha Maariv wearing those bitei kuna. You can't, right? Then he says, "Asur l'kohen hadyot losha el b'shas avoda," meaning the avnet. Says the Ravid, "What on earth is Rambam talking about? Ain't a mechuvar." Lo mechuvar came in a Gemara hachi, right? What's he talking about? So the Mari Kurka says maybe if you wore them all day, you can keep wearing them. But to get up in the morning and today's my day off, I'm gonna wear a big kahuna today, right? That you can't do. Right? If you're why should that be different? Because you're already wearing them, and I understand that. But if I'm wearing them, I can keep on wearing them. But to get up in the morning and put them on to go to the park with the kids, that you can't do. So that's how he tries to. Okay, next. Toshma.
So
what? Toshma. Kisones kahuna. The clothing of kahuna. So the Matna has a diak here. What do you mean, kisones kahuna? Why don't we have big day kahuna? So it's a whole discussion. What's kisones kahuna? Shabalu. If Kisonas Kahuna got worn out, the clothing got worn out. Now they're worn out. Now, Molin Behem. Now you'll be over Me'ilah. Divrei Rav Meir. My love, doesn't that mean Afilu Lo Balu? Even if they didn't wear out? So I said, no, Lo, Balu Dafka, only if they wore out. So, what did they used to do with the clothing of the Kohen that wore out? They used to use them for the wicks, for the torches of Sichas Beis HaShoeva. So isn't that Me'ilah? Why not? Oh, so that's what the Meiri said. He says it's for a mitzvah, right? Or we're going to see it's no different than the walls of Yerushalayim, which is for a tzarchei rabbim, right? So how come, if that's true, how come we didn't allow the kiyas shofar by the Simchas Beis Hashoeva on a Shabbat? Only did the Rabbanon. We didn't allow that in the Beis Hamikdash. Such kasha. Others say that the only the Kohen Gadol would be only talking about the Kohen. That's a minority shita. that this is only talking about the Kohen Gadol. But in Echanayim, the Kohen Hedyo will never become the Ilah, and that's why they could use it for the wicks. But okay, the standard answer is because it's for a mitzvah. It's for the mitzvah of Nichas Amayim, which was a mitzvah, and it's for the Rabbim, so there's no problem of Be'ilah. But to take those rags and sell them on eBay, that you can't do. Right? That's Me'ilah. Okay. Tashma. Now we're going to ask Akasha. We remember back from the days of Masechta Shkalim that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they started to collect Shkalim for the new year. What did they do with these Shkalim? They used them to purchase Karbanos for the year. What happened at the end of the, and you were not allowed to use Shkalim from one year for the next year. So what happens on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Rosh Hashanah for the Shkalim, and there's leftover Shkalim? What did they do with those Shkalim? You couldn't use them for Karbanos, so they used to use them for the Tzrachim of the Beis HaMikdash. Repairs for the city of Yerushalayim. Basically it was repairs. Okay? That's what they used to do. So Toshma, we learned in a Braisa, Molin Becharatin, you can be over Me'ilah if you take those coins from the new year. But V'ein Molin Ba'atikin, but you can't be over Me'ilah from the old coins. From last year's coins, you can't be over Me'ilah. Why not? Because we're going to see in a second, because those coins are going to be used for the Rabbim. Okay? So there's no Me'ilah on the old coins. Now, we're not going to read the next few words because you'll see why in a minute. We're not going to. It says Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Meir says, Af molin af batikin. No, you can be over Me'ilah even in the old coins. Even from last year's coins, you can be over Me'ilah. Shahayir Reb Meir Omer, because Reb Meir held, molin bishiyari halishka. You can be moel, you can be over Me'ilah with the leftover lishka. Right? The lishka means the chamber, the leftover money that I said, you can't be over Me'ilah. That's the Tanakami here. Reb Meir holds, you can. Why? Because Reb Meir holds the leftover, that's the key. The leftover, you can be over Me'ilah. Vamai. Why can you be over Me'ilah? Name, let's say, Hoel v'nitnu lihanes. Let's say, these were given over fahana. Lefish lo nitnu Torah l'malchei hashareis. You're not an angel. The hachomas yair, the walls of the city, u'migdalo seha, and the towers, u'mishiyari halishka asu. They came from the Shiare Halishka. They used to build the walls. Now, it's impossible, unless you're a malach, it's impossible not to walk in Yerushalayim and not get benefit from those walls. You're protected. It's impossible. So according to Reb Meir, how can you be over for that? How can you be over for that? Ditnan, because we learned, Chomos Ha'ir, the walls of the city, Umigdil Seha, and the towers, V'chol Tzarki Ha'ir, and all the Tzarkim of the ear, Bar Mishari Halishka. They came from the Shari Halishka. So the Gemara answers, so that's the question. How could you be over Me'ilah for this? Right? Says the Gemara, no, lo tamer Reb Meir, don't say it's Reb Meir, Ela Ema Reb Yehuda. No, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore what? Rabbi Yehuda held that the only time you're going to be over Me'ilah is B'shogeg. Right? Not B'mezid. Because B'mezid, there is no Me'ilah. Only B'shogeg. So I was left with the kasha, which I don't understand. What does that mean? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't get Hana from the walls? Does that make any sense? I know there's a brisk chumrah not to touch the wall, not to touch the kotel. It's a chumrah not to touch the kotel. But the reason why they have that chumrah is because they're afraid that if they touch it, they're going to chip some of it off. And then they're going to be over Me'ilah. You hear this? It's a chumrah not to touch it. But that's not B'mezid. That's B'shogim. I don't intend to do that. So that's exactly what we're saying. We hold that Me'ilah is only B'shogim. B'mezid is no Me'ilah. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to do that. They're not going to give you shlishi if you do that. But it's not a carbon Me'ilah. It's not a sin of Me'ilah. It doesn't be mechalalit, right? So that's a chumrah. I know there's a chumrah like that. There's also a chumrah that's a whole discussion because Rabbi Yochanan Medaka did it. He used to benefit from the shade of the Beis HaMikdash. He used to give shir in the shade. And what was giving in the shade? The Beis HaMikdash. Is that Me'ilah? That's a whole discussion about that. But people think that the reason why the briskers don't touch the wall, the kotel, is because of the shade. It's not because of the shade. It's because they're scared they're going to chip it off. Because we're going to have it in a minute about chipping off the walls of the city. So, but I don't have it.
That's not shipping off anywhere.
Why? If a tiny amount comes off, it's going to be me'ilah. It's a big chumrah. Very few people are nizer in that. The question is, so now what's the story with Rabbi Yehuda? Can you walk in the city of Yerushalayim or not? I don't know. I don't understand the shita. I just don't understand it. So according to him, what's the story here? Every time you're going to get hanah from the city of Yerushalayim, you're going to be over me'ilah? Could that be? It can't be. Right, so, oh, it's not Remeir, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't change. Fine. We got out of, it's not a kash on Remeir anymore. It's a kash on all of us. Right? I didn't understand the shita. Nobody fleshed out the shita. I don't understand what a shita is. Ditanya. Atashma. Another kasha. Ditanya. Amar Bishmol bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Avne Yerushalayim shenishru. The stones of Yerushalayim that break off. Molin behem. You over me ill on them. Divir Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says again. Lo tem Rabbi Meir el em Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Meir is not going to hold. That Meir is not going to hold as Me'ilan Shiarim, so we have to say it's Rabbi Yehuda. So again, same kasha, right? So the guy's walking down the street in some part of the wall. What's going on here? I don't know. So he goes, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yerushalayim Mekadsha? Wait a minute. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, can the city of Yerushalayim even be hektish? Mi lo vatna, but we learned ki imra. If somebody wants to donate something and he says ki imra, like the sheep, like a carbon, I'm going to donate that like a carbon. Kedirim, like the pen where the karbonos are held. Keitzim, like the wood of the mizbeach. Keishim, like the fire of the mizbeach. Kehechol, like the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Kemizbeach, ki Yerushalayim. If you say all that, right? I want to donate this animal like the city of Yerushalayim is kodesh. Right, you can say that. Rabbi Yehuda, or like the eitzim, or like the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol haOmer Yerushalayim lo Omer klum. If you say Yerushalayim, that's nothing. Why? Because he doesn't hold from the kedusha of the city in that respect. So v'chitei mishud lo omar ki Yerushalayim. You want to tell me that the reason why he said he can't do it is because he didn't say the kaf ki v'hatanya, but we learned in the brayza. Rabbi Yehuda omar kol omar ki Yerushalayim lo omar klum ad sheidar b'davar akar v'Yerushalayim. The only time you can ever make a carbon chal or kedusha chal is if you compare it to something which is brought on the mizbeach, not the city. Something brought. Wood, fire, an animal. Something brought, not the city itself. So we have a stira. On the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the stones of the city are going to make you chayv and me'ilah. Which means, it's kedush on those stones. But on the other hand, if you matish something like Yerushalayim, it's lo amar klum. So it's pshat. Right? So the Gemara answers, Shrei Tanoi, Ninu Valibu Rabbi Yehuda. There's two versions, of two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Talmidim weren't sure what Rabbi Yehuda said. Some sat there and heard one thing. Some sat there and heard another thing. Right? The people forgot. And as time went on, and two ideas of Rabbi Yehuda developed. Okay? So that ends, that's pretty much the end of this discussion. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole new topic, a Maaser Sheni. So, That ends the discussion about Me'ilah. Again, I'm not sure. I understand the Gemara, we wanted to get out of Remeir. But the problem is, I still don't. I was stuck. Last night I was looking at this, like, I don't understand. So, how do we not. Unless we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. But even if we don't hold like him, what kind of shita is that? What's the svar for that shita? That you can't walk in the city just because they used it from leftover money. It's such a hard shita to understand. We have a homework cut out for us. Okay. When we get to Masechet Me'ilah, Mir Tashem, maybe we'll have an answer there. Of Chavalef over there. Get there in a few years. Omar Ula, Mishmei Debar Pada. Ula said in the name of Bar Pada. Omar Hoyer Remeir. Remeir said, Ha Hektish Bemezid, Mishchalel, that Hektish, if you're Maktish a woman with Hektish on purpose, Mishchalel, it becomes Chulin, Bishogig, Ein Mishchalel. I'm sorry, we did not finish a Me'ilah yet. B'shogeg ein rizchal, right? That was a Meir Shita. Meir Shita was that only b'mezid it will work, but not b'shogeg, right? And then we had Rav said we never heard that from a Meir. Now we're going back, right? This is a previous b'shogeg ein rizchalal. V'lo amru b'shogeg rizchalal, but we did say there are cases where a shogeg could be rizchalal for the power el inyan carbon belvad, for the purpose of requiring you to bring a carbon Me'ilah. The money, whatever you use to mekadesh her with, the money or whatever it is, that stays as kodesh. That does not become mischalal. Do you have to bring a carbon me'ilah? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So Gemara says, wait a minute. If the money didn't become chul, what are you bringing a carbon for? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela, ki asa ravin, part of the Parish, he explained as follows. Mishrei Debar Pada. Omer Hoyer Remeir. Hektish b'mezid mitzchalel. B'shogig ein mitzchalel. Again, if you're matish a woman with hektish, so b'shogig, it doesn't become chulin and the condition is not chal. B'mezid, yes. V'lo amru b'shogig mitzchalel. And but when do we say that there is an idea of even b'shogig having being mitzchalel? El l'inyan achila b'vad. Only if whatever you gave is used up. In other words, if it's eaten, or oil that's burned, or something that's used up. If it's used up, as opposed to a coin, which you can give right back, if it's used up, then there is me'ilah, even b'shogeg. Then there is me'ilah, even b'shogeg. So if you makadish her with some meat, and she eats it, it's used up, or oil, or things like that, then there's me'ilah, b'shogeg. But if it's a coin, if it's not used up, then there's no me'ilah, b'shogeg. Okay? Now, is that interesting here? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rab Ada Bar Ava, Halacha Kermeir B'Meiser, that will get a paskin like Rabeir B'Meiser Sheni, that Meiser Sheni is Momon Gavoa, V'Hoel V'Stam Lon Tanakavase, because you have a Stam Mishnah like that, and the assumption is that if Rebbe, who compiled the Mishnayot, wrote something as a Stam Mishnah, he did that because that was the prevailing Shita. That was the winning Shita. Right? That's the assumption. The halacha of Rabbi Yehuda behektish, and the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda behektish. Why? Hove stam lon tana kavasei, because you have an anonymous mishnah like him behektish, like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That only b'shogeg not b'mezid, right? Ki Rameir b'meiser maihi. What's the din? What's going on here with Rameir? Now we have no mishnah that says like Rameir. We're going to have Beis Hillel. And we're assuming that Beis Hillel is the winning Shita, so it's the same Shita as Rameir, therefore it's the winning Shita. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Kerem Revai. What's Kerem Revai? Kerem Revai are the grapes of the fourth year, right? And the grapes of the fourth year, now we know that by all fruit, there's such a thing called Revai, which could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. It had the same din as Meisr Sheni. You could eat it in Yerushalayim, or you could sell it, pay an extra fifth, and take the money and spend the money in Yerushalayim. Okay? What about grapes? So for various reasons, learned out of Psukim, Beis Shammai didn't hold of Kerem Revai. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein lo chomesh, the Ein lo beer. There's no chomesh, and also it's not subject to beer maithros on the third and sixth year in Erev Pesach. Why? Because it's not maithra. It's not kodesh. It doesn't hold from it. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. Yeshlo, there is. 100%. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret, V'Yeshlo Ololos. Since Beis Shammai holds its Chulin, there is Peret and Ololos. Peret and Ololos Peret, I can tell you what Peret is. Peret and Ololos are both types of leket that you give on grapes. Certain grapes that are very, very slow to develop, or as some say, in the bottom of the cluster, those grapes hit the leaf for the poor people. It's a certain kind of leket regarding grapes that you left for the poor people. Where exactly they are in the grapes, I'm not 100% sure. But it's like leket for the poor people. You have to leave it for the poor people. So it says Beis Shammai, since this is chulin, you don't have to do anything with this. This is regular fruit. You have to leave over a peret and ololos for the poor people. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. Kulo lagas. You could take the whole thing to the gas, meaning to the wine press. Why? Because it's kodesh. So the only way you're taking it to the wine press is if you paid an extra fifth, right? And then that money you get to take to the Yerushalayim. Do I have to give parrot on this? Of course not. You don't have to give parrot and all those on Orla and things like that, right? I don't have to give parrot on this. What do I have to do with it? I have to take it to Yerushalayim. Or sell it, pay a fifth, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Once I do that, this is totally chul, totally mine. What do you see? He holds Mamon Gavoa. That's what you see from here. He holds Mamon Gavoa. My time at the Beit Hillel. What's the reason of Beit Hillel? Gomri, Kodesh B'Meiser. Ma, Meiser, Sheni, Yeshlo Chomesh, B'Yeshlo Beer. Av Kerem Revai, Yeshlo Chomesh, B'Yeshlo Beer. Ube Shammai, Lo Gomri, Kodesh B'Meiser. Beis Shammai doesn't learn that Gzeira Shavah. That's why he doesn't hold from this. He doesn't hold from any of this. Ubeis Hillel Omer Kim Eiser. Now, Kiman Svir Lahu. Who does Beis Hillel hold like? Ike Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That it's Mohan Head Yod. Then I might cool the gas. Why does it go to the? Why does the whole thing go to the wine press? Ha Omer Meiser Mohan Head Yod. It's Mohan Head Yod. You have to give Leket just like everybody else. El, it must be Lav Kira Meir. He must hold like Reb Meir. That's Mamon Gavoa. And that's how we hold. That's how we end off. And we hold like that Lamaisa, I don't know. But that's how we hold off. We end off here. That Reb Meir, Beis Hillel and Reb Meir are the same Shita. We hold like Beis Hillel. Therefore, we hold like Reb Meir. Now, Reb Yehuda beHekdesh Maihi. What about Reb Yehuda regarding Hekdesh? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah in Me'ila. I'm the Chavalef. The Gizbor of the Beit HaMikdash, Shilich Biyad Pikeach. He sends money, that's hektish money, with a regular person. And that's not a Cherishot of a Kodin, a regular person. And what happens? He forgot that it's of a hektish money. He forgot. So he sent it to go buy something for the storekeeper. And on the way, Vinizkar, then the Gizbor remembers, oh, I gave him the wrong money. I gave him hektish money. So Ad Shilo Higia Eitzel Chenvini, as long as he doesn't reach the storekeeper yet, and the Gizbor remembers, oh, what did I do? I gave him hektish money. Is the Gizbor going to be over Me'ila? No. Why? Because not Peshogi anymore. Chenveni Mal. The Chenveni is going to be over Me'ila. It's unfair. What do you want from this guy? He had no clue. That's exactly what Me'ila is. Me'ila is Peshogi. He didn't know. That's exactly what Me'ila is. What about B'mezid? There's no Me'ila on the other side. Why? Because he remembered. The Gizbor remembered. Right? The Shleach we say by Me'il is never Chayev. So the Gizbor remembered. He can't be over Me'il anymore. He remembered. Likish Malkil Kishayote. The Chenveni will be over Me'il when he spends it. Ukrib Yehud, fine. So therefore, what do you see? Rabbi Yehud is right. Rabbi Yehud is right. Rabbi Yehud held what? B'mezid is no Me'il. Here it's B'mezid, because the guy remembered. There's no Me'il on his part. All on the storekeeper. What do you see? Rabbi Yehud is right. Now the Gemara says, Ukrib Yehud B'meiser Milo Tanan. But don't we have a Mishnah about Meiser Sheni that Rabbi Yehuda is right? That what? That Meiser Sheni's mamon head yot? We do. V'atnan, but we learned. Hapo de Meiser Sheni shalo. If somebody is redeeming his Meiser Sheni, Moses Allah Chamishaso. You have to pay an extra fifth. Bein Mishalo, Bein Shinitelo B'matana. Whether it's your Meiser Sheni or if someone gave you Meiser Sheni as a Matana. You want to redeem it? You don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim? That's fine. You got to pay a fifth. Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? E lema Reb Meir he. If it's Reb Meir, mi matzi yolev matana. How did you get it as a matana? According to Reb Meir, how did you get that as a matana? Va'amar Reb Meisa Maman Gavohu. Belongs to Hashem. Whoever owned it can't give it to you as a matana. Doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to him. Belongs to Hashem. How did you get it as a matana? Ella, it must be lav Reb Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. No? How'd you get it as a matana? It doesn't belong to you. So the Gemara says, I have a way out. Have a way out. Rabbi Yehuda, lo la'olam Reb Meir. V'hacha ma'eskiri. You know what's going on here? Kigon diyav nehele betivle. Somebody gave you wheat before, while it was still tevel. That's what happened. He didn't give you Ma'aser Sheni. He gave you tevel. V'katsavar, and we hold matanos shalohurmu kimi shalohurmu damyin. That a gift that nothing was taken off. It's as if nothing was taken off. So if someone gives you a whole pile of wheat, he says, by the way, it's all tevel. I didn't take off truma, I didn't take off meiser, I didn't take off meiser sheni. Of course meiser sheni is mamon gavoa. But it didn't even kick in yet. So can you give tevel as a gift? Of course you can. Can you give meiser sheni as a gift? Absolutely not. It doesn't belong to you. But the issue of not belonging to you didn't even kick in. Therefore, it's a gift. Tashma, let's try again with another Mishnah that what? That will hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Meiser Sheni. Hapodin, same thing. Hapodin at the Ravai Shalom. If somebody's podin at the Ravai, Motiv Olav Chamishaso, you can keep adding on a fifth. Bein Mishalom, Bein Shinitelo B'Matana. Whether it's yours or whether you got it as a Matana. So Mani, Ilema Reb Meir, if it's Reb Meir Shita, Mi Matzi Yovle, can you get it as a Matana? Va'amri, Va'gamri, Kaddish, Kaddish, Me'iser. We have a Gzeira Shavah. You can't do that. It's Mamon Had, Mamon Gavoa. Ella must be Lav Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That what? It's mamon head yoked. So the Gemara says, La olam Rav Meir. Really, it's Rav Meir. V'hachav ma'eskinen. You know what's going on here? D'yav kishahu smadar. It was given to you when they were buds. In other words, it was just budding. We can't give the same answer we gave before. And with the local Rav Yossi, D'amar smadar aser Rav Neishu pri. Rav Yossi holds the buds are considered a pri. Here, we're talking about where it's buds, it's not considered a pri yet. We can't give the same answer we gave by Ma'aser Sheni that he gave when it was Tevel, because this becomes Usser immediately. The minute it grows, it's Usser. So it's the same answer. Just you can't give a tree when there's a fruit there and say, oh, it's Tevel. There's no such animal by a tree. When did you give the tree? Before it blossomed. So therefore, it wasn't at the Revayet. That I could do. Same, very similar answer. Tashma. Now we're going to prove that we have a Mishnah that does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Moshach haimenu meiser besela. If somebody's busy, he's tumbling, he's in the middle of being, he's in the middle of redeeming his meiser, sheni, and he's doing it for a sela. While he's busy here doing his meiser sheni, redeeming his meiser sheni, to take the money to Yerushalayim, v'hitzpik livdoso, he didn't finish, ad sha'amad b'shtayim. All of a sudden, they get the news report that the value of whatever that he's redeeming shot up. Right? There's some shortage somewhere and it shot up. And now it's worth two. Does he have to give an extra one? The answer is no. No sin sella. He only has to keep giving that one sella. Umishtaker b'sella. And he profits from the sella. He just saved so much money. Right? Because he got it at the before the news went out. Right? That's everyone's dream, right? You get it before the price went up. Right? He wins. Now we know that you never win against Hektish. Right? You never win against Hektish. So how could he win? Obviously it's not Hektish. Right? Umayser Sheni Shalo. And then the Mayser Sheni money, it belongs to you. So Namani, who is that? Elam or Meir? Am I a mistaker? Why do you win? Why do you benefit that Sela? Besela Venusin as a Kesef Kamlo Amarachmana. You never win against Hektish. So why do you win? El Alav, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, you're right. We have an anonymous Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, an anonymous Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So why did we start off by saying, Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir? Why? Because, well, if it's the prevailing Shita, we left it as a Stam. Now we have a Stam like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, La'ola Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But V'hacha Chad Stama, V'hacha Trey Stama. By Rabbi Yehuda, we only have one anonymous Mishnah. By Rabbi Meir, we have two anonymous Mishnahs. Where's the two anonymous Mishnahs of Rav Meir? One is in Masechtas Ma'aser Sheni, and one is in Masechtas Idios. So asks the Gemara a very interesting question. V'is Tama Dafka, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he compiled the Mishnah, he left Stam Mishnahs to be prevailing Shitas, then Ma'ali Chad Stam, Ma'ali Trey Stam. What's the difference between one or two? In other words, the deeper question is, how can this be? How can it be that you have Stam Mishnahs that contradict each other? What's the rule? I have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. I have another Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. I have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Didn't you say that the prevailing Shita, that's why the Stam Mishnahs? Right, Rav Meir is most of the time a Stam Mishnah anyway. But prevailing Shitas are that the prevailing Shitas were left anonymous. Why? Nobody argues on that. Everyone agrees to that. I have to tell you, and Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, and Rav Gamliel, they'll leave it anonymous. Right? They'll leave it anonymous. No one argues on that. That's the prevailing Shita. Mali Chad, Mali Trey, what's the difference? Listen to this answer. Amar of Nachem Yitzchak, Halacha Ki Rabeir. No, we're still going to hold like Rabeir. You know why? Hoel, V'tanan, B'bechirta Kavasei. Oh, because Rabeir's opinion is in the best Masechta. You hear this? What's the best Masechta? Idios. Why is it the best Masechta? Says Rashi. Masechta's idiot. What? So? Masechta's Ma'aser Sheni, we didn't pass Kachalas. So Masechtas Idios Kari Bechirto Shekal Devarim Heidu Bnei Gedolim VaHalacha Kamothan. Masechtas Idios, the Rambam adds on, the whole Masechta was written in one day. Everybody was sitting there. All the Gedolim were there. Everybody was there. All right, what's the story with this issue? Okay, here we go. We'll take a vote. What's the story with that issue? All right, we'll take a vote. So first of Idios, if the whole Shas is in one Masechta, Idios is not. It's in Nezikin. Why it's in Nezikin? I don't have an answer for that. Why it's in Nezikin? I'm not sure. But it's in the Zikin, but the whole idiot, it's Ma'aser Sheni, it doesn't do with the Zikin. The whole idiot, everything from left field, there's Tyrus and that, right? And that, even we say that when it comes to a field, what's the best field? Idiots. It's the choices. So Masechta Idiyos is the choicest Masechta, and that's why even though there's an anonymous Tana like anonymous like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir wins because he's an Idiyos. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish up. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
We got it all.